Welcome to Master the Start, a podcast for young professionals where we interview business experts on how you can master the start of your life in business.
Welcome to this week's edition of Master the Start, where we do things a little differently and give you the opportunity as millennials, young professionals, college students, to learn from professionals about how to become more successful. So this week, happy holidays. It was just a holiday weekend. We were very busy and we could have had an amazing guest on, but we decided we should give you a quick introduction, little explanation on what we're going to be doing here in the future. And we thought it might be a kind of fun to give you an opportunity to actually know a little something about me, your host, Bobby Mason. So this is a little bit of an experimental podcast. Sorry if you don't love it. Let us know what you think. Leave us a comment. Shoot us an email. This is an experiment. Let's get started. Number one, we're going to be changing up the podcast a little bit. And we're trying to figure out what works best for you, our audience. And we reached out to a bunch of you and found out you guys want a little differentiation in questions. Some of you like the podcast to be a little longer, so a longer form might be more ideal. And we're also finding out that the people that we are interviewing, you know, these multimillionaires, these NFL MVPs, all these awesome people, they're actually willing to sit down and talk for longer than 15 minutes. So it's hard for us to pass on the opportunity to get these people on the show and make them leave after 15 minutes when we could talk to them for an hour. So hopefully we have a lot better content. Hopefully it's a little more specific to the person that's on the show. And let me be more specific. The first two-thirds of the podcast, I would say, is going to be about that specific person's life. Now, we're going to go in-depth about what they do, their experiences, what they've learned. So it's going to be centered on them. And then the last third of the podcast, we will ask them four questions that we are going to try at the beginning here. The first question we're going to ask is, if you're hiring somebody straight out of college today, what skills does he or she need to have? Now, because we don't have a guest on this week, I will answer that first. And I know my answer might not be all that valuable to you, but take it as you wish. When hiring somebody today out of college, what I would really be looking for is somebody that's willing to learn and put in the effort. I think a lot of us young professionals and millennials, we're not necessarily willing to work longer than that 9 to 5. I know if you're one of those people that work longer than 9 to 5, awesome, you're doing a great job, keep it up. But I do think there are people out there that want to work from 9 to 5. They don't want to spend extra time learning about their industry, yet they expect to have things handed to them. And I'm sorry if this is straightforward or this is striking a nerve, but if you really want to be successful, you have to put in the time. To think that you're going to work hard for 1 year and you're going to become successful, that's just bull crap. No offense. If you're actually willing to sit down and do it day after day after day, things are going to work out for you in the end. I mean, you obviously still need to manage your time wisely. So I'd have to say, if I was looking for a college student today or a young professional, I would be looking for someone that knows how to manage their time properly. And I think a really great place to start for anyone out there this week, read The One Big Thing. We'll put it in the show notes. And that book is amazing. It helps you really manage your time and do the most important thing every day. And I know I'm going on a tangent here, but every one of us only has 24 hours in a day. Therefore, the people that are successful, they're managing their time differently than the people that aren't. So if I can find a young professional that's managing their time properly, that is somebody that I want to have on my team. Secondly, to answer that question, I'd really be looking for someone with real-world experience. Now, my brother and I, we've had employees over the span of our careers, and it's been a real blessing to have them. But really, what makes the best employee is somebody that has real-world experience in that industry. It doesn't have to be specific to that job, but if they have an understanding of what happens in that industry, it's really valuable for a CEO or owner and it allows them to rely very quickly on that person. Because you, as a young professional, if you create some type of key insight for that CEO, you're a valued part of the team. So that would be my advice on that question. And I'm really excited to hear what other important people have to say about that. The second question, and this is kind of going to be an icebreaker. Not an icebreaker, but we're going to do something in question number two. We're going to ask a random question and see their answers every week. So next week, we're going to be asking someone, would you rather step on a Lego once per day for an entire week or get one paper cut in between your toes? Oh, that's horrible. Number one, I've thought about this. And one Lego every day would hurt like crazy. So that's really tough. I think I'd have to go with the paper cut. Even though the paper cut sounds super painful, because just thinking of that little flap of skin in between your toes and having it sliced with paper, ugh. But stepping on a Lego, that would happen every day, and you'd have to look forward to that every moment of every day for a week. I'd rather just have it done and over with. The third question we're going to ask people is, what do you have to sacrifice in order to be successful? I think this is going to be a fascinating question, because I think a lot of us believe we have to sacrifice a whole lot to be successful. And I don't necessarily think that's true. If sacrifice in your vocabulary means you have to give up time, you have to give up going to parties, you have to give up a little extra video game or TV, then yeah, you're going to have to sacrifice. But if you genuinely love what you do, giving up that amount of time for your work, that's not a sacrifice. I think some other people also believe that when you become successful, or in order to become successful, you have to be different than who you are. And what I mean by that is, I think some people believe they have to change their beliefs. They have to change the way they act. They have to make sure they're constantly somebody that social media approves of, other individuals approve of. And I don't think that's true. I think the most successful people today are the ones that are completely and honestly true to everyone. They're very honest about who they are. They don't hold back. They feel good in their own skin. And I'm going to bring up another person here, Gary Vee. Huge fan. I wasn't a huge fan of him a year ago, but the more I listen to his stuff, the bigger fan I am. Gary Vee, look him up. We'll put him in the show notes. That guy is a real honest dude. He is willing to be exactly who he is, and he doesn't give a crap if people hate on him. That doesn't mean he hates people. He loves people, but he's so confident in who he is, and he believes so strongly in who he is. He's willing to do stuff differently, and that has created an enormous social following. He is a marketing guru. He has 4 million Instagram followers. I know that's not a lot compared to a lot of people out there, but if you look at the interaction he has with his followers, it's incredible. So I would say in order to be successful, you just have to be you. You have to be unique. You have to do things differently. You have to do them in a way that you were made to do them. There's a marketing guy out there. I can't remember his name right now. And if I figure it out, I'll put it in the show notes as well. But he explains that he created one of the biggest marketing companies in the country because he did not allow his employees to watch TV or look at social media. Who does that? Who asks his employees to do that? Nobody. But his logic behind it was, if you don't look on social media, if you don't watch TV commercials, you're not going to create content that's anything like anybody else's. So he was creating content at a rapid pace, and it was original content. And people asked him, how are you creating this amazing content that everyone's interacting with? And the way he was doing that is by creating his own original content in his mind that was unique to everybody because it had never been seen before. And that's how people interacted with this stuff. So in order to be successful, be you, be different. That would be my advice right there. The fourth question, and we had this previously, but the fourth question is, what is one life hack young professionals should apply this week to become more successful? That is a tough question. And we've already had some great responses, but we would like it to be a little more concrete, a little more tangible for you to follow. So we'll focus on that and we'll make it more tangible for you. I would say this week, well, I already had one ask of you. I said you should read The One Big Thing. So that's a pretty big ask, and I'm sure you won't have time to do the whole thing, read that whole book. But my second ask actually follows that. Just read a book on your preferred industry this week. I think reading is so valuable, and I don't know where or when the younger generation kind of stopped doing it. Reading allows each of us to basically read about somebody successful, read about their success, how they did it, what strategies they used, then we can implement those strategies into our own life and then build off of those strategies. They already did a bunch of work for us, and if we're willing to sit down and actually learn it, we have a huge head start. If you look at finance and investing, there are people out there like Tony Robbins that will help you come up with how much you should invest, how you should be investing, how to read the markets. That's stuff that you shouldn't be wasting your time on. You shouldn't be learning that on your own when you have the opportunity to read someone else who has already spent years learning and mastering it. You should be reading in order to build off of that knowledge, build off of that advice, and you will get way ahead of people. So I would say read, 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 read this week. Just even if it's just 10 minutes a day. Sit down for 10 minutes a day and read something educational. I don't even care what that is. Just something educational. Read it. So that is kind of the podcast for this week. I know it was a little shorter, and it may have not provided as much value as all of you guys are accustomed to, but we are going to keep working away here. We're going to keep getting people on the show every week. I think we're going to have some awesome guests coming up that I would definitely be looking forward to if I was you. If you guys have any suggestions on how we can do this differently or how we can help you grow at a quicker rate, reach out to us. Like I always say, you can find us on iTunes. You can find us on Google Play. We would love to hear from you. You can email us. We're always here. We're on social media, sorry, but we're everywhere. And we just want to make your life better in the sense that we want to make sure you know as much about the real world as possible and you receive as many success tips as you can receive in order to fast track your career. So without further ado, I'm going to let you move on in your life. And I hope each of you have an amazing week, and we'll see you next Monday.